Silver, Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Meals from those years are hard to forget. It was all white bread and whole milk, hamburger casseroles and quiche Lorraines, all with a side of cigarettes. We ate salads as desserts. We knew a party was classy if it had a cheese log. And we never missed an after-dinner smoke. It didn't matter if we were in our dining rooms, a burger joint, or the ritziest of restaurants. There'd be an ashtray on every table. And that very particular flavor in every meal. We smoked for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's amazing that our food could taste like anything else. If that was you then, get your lungs screened now. Surviving lung cancer starts with a scan. Learn more at screenyourlungs.org. This PSA was made possible by industry funding and guidance from lung cancer patient groups.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Laborers Union Local 872. They stand together with our community in solidarity. Laborers Union Local 872, Vegas strong, union proud. Coming up, we're hopefully going to get a chance to visit with Tommy White, business manager, Laborers Union Local 872. Also later on, Hans von Spakovsky from the Heritage Foundation, a senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, will join us, and we'll talk about his efforts to protect all voters in places like Texas, Fulton County, Georgia, Maricopa County, Arizona. All of these places, we're trying to save everybody's voting rights, not just a few folks. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 4:30, as we check out our traffic cams right now, the slowest flows are heading into the Spaghetti Bowl on U.S. 95 / 515. Yeah, 95 eastbound at Rancho. That's where the slowness starts, and then you're reduced down to two lanes for a couple of miles there. So give yourself some extra time to squeeze through that area. Also, 515 westbound at Eastern, it's slow coming back the other way because of that bridge work, which is going on, and that will be taking place well into next year. In fact, December of 2022 is when that is scheduled to be completed. Also expect some heavy volumes on the Beltway, 215 east at St. Rose and 215 west at the airport connector.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Raiders are in the market for a new running backs coach, as Kirby Wilson has informed the organization that he is going to retire. He had been the Raiders running backs coach since 2019. It was the second time he had worked under head coach John Gruden. Pretty good success when you look at what Josh Jacobs has been able to do. Jacobs becoming an Offensive Rookie of the Year candidate back in 2019. That year he rushed for 1,150 yards with 7 touchdowns in 13 games. He has also served as the running backs coach with the Cardinals, Browns, Vikings, Steelers, Buccaneers, Washington, and also the Patriots over the course of his NFL career. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Sadness and misery, I don't feel either of these. I'm in a good mood.
Okay, Hey, man, what's wrong?
Well, it just didn't sound very bluesy.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Oh, hey, Buzz.
Okay, well, let's try it again.
Smile on my face.
Nope, that's still happy.
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year, automatically, dollar for dollar, with no limit on how much you can earn. Extra cash? Come on, how amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing when you realize all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes more often. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is great to have you with us for this Monday edition of Live and Local. This is where we hit the ground running. No better person to have on with us than my buddy Tommy White, the business manager, Labor's Union Local 872. And this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by Labor's Union Local 872. They stand together with our community in solidarity. Labor's Union Local 872, Vegas strong, union proud. Tommy, how you been, my friend?
Pretty good, buddy. Pretty good.
You have a good weekend?
Oh, yeah. Always have a good weekend.
I want to ask you, because I know we've been talking a lot about Allegiant Stadium and the reviews. Am I right? The reviews on this new stadium? I know there's only been like two events in there, but the reviews have been really strong.
Oh, it's beautiful inside. Can't wait to have a football game there.
No. And so many of us will get a chance for the first time to see the inside. You've been inside. What is the thing that impressed you most about that particular facility?
I guess it's kind of just like no other stadium you've ever been in, and to see the torch, you know, in Oakland they had the torch outside, here in Las Vegas the torch is inside, and it's kind of like a focal point of the stadium, and it's just beautiful the way it's set up, the roof lines, the seating, the view from anywhere in the stadium, it's all great.
Can you tell when you look at the initial drawings, can you envision what it's going to look like finished?
You know, to be honest with you, the outside, the original drawings that were done, it's pretty close to the way the outside looks. And the inside, I would say, is probably about 99% on what they originally came out with.
Now, in addition to Allegiant Stadium, you've had several other projects that have opened up, Resorts World and so many other of these projects. I want to talk about the projects that you've just finished off, but with an eye towards maybe what lies ahead. What's still on the drawing board?
So we're doing a second phase of Resorts World. We're going to be getting ready to do Fountain Blue pretty soon, do a complete remodel on that. We have a lot of remodels going on inside the hotels, remodeling the rooms. And so I think everybody's just getting ready for the football season and for bringing tourists back to Las Vegas.
Are there any long-term plans that are out there? I know the like fits and starts, and you have lots of business, and then you have a little kind of a little slowdown. What is on the drawing board for the next couple of years?
Well, you know, Kevin, I think a lot of what we're going to be doing for the next couple of years, I don't see any, besides, I guess the Station Casinos is going to be doing another casino at the south end of the Strip. And, we have a lot of warehouses being built heading north out towards I-15. We have a lot of road work that's got to be completed. So road work's never going to end. That's always going to be going on. And hopefully we're going to be getting started on some of that light rail stuff that they talked about coming in from California. So that would be really good.
Tomorrow, we'll get a vote from lawmakers in Oakland, California. Do they want to keep the A's, or do they want to let the A's come to Vegas? What is your feel for what they're going to do? Are they going to give them a new waterfront stadium?
Well, look at what they did to the Raiders. Look at what they did to their basketball team. So. I wouldn't even have, I'd have to go 50-50 on that if I had a bet on it. My gut tells me that Oakland's not going to come through for the A's. As progressive and progressive and liberal as California is, they'd rather spend the money on, just giving it away. So I don't think they're going to do what they should do for the baseball team.
Do you have a preference as far as location? If they do move the A's to Southern Nevada, do you have a preference of these? I think it's like 20 plus locations. Do you have a favorite?
I don't know. I kind of think maybe, I know it's a little bit out of the way, but I think maybe they should look maybe northwest, and still got a lot of building going on out northwest, or. I don't know what their plans are, trying to do something over by Las Vegas Boulevard or tearing something down to get started. Northwest would be a great area.
I'm assuming, is it your assumption that if they do move here, that this won't just be a stadium plopped down, parachuted in, that there will be a development around the stadium of, high rises and hotels and different things, restaurants and things like that. Is it your assumption this would be kind of an anchor tenant in a large development?
Oh, yeah. I think that's what's going to wind up happening. If we wind up building some type of baseball park for Oakland A's, you're going to have some big corporate tenant in there, and we'll see where that goes next.
It'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. One of the things that I think is most interesting is the A's seem open and very open-minded as to what it is they want. The one thing they do want is the public-private partnership. Do you think they'll be able to get it here? Because a lot of people, I think, weren't real happy that the Raiders got this public-private partnership involving something like $750 million. Do you think that there are folks here in our community that will give them a true public-private partnership?
I think... I don't think we'd be able to pull that off again, but I don't know, to be honest with you, I really couldn't tell with the way, the Democratic state legislators are these days, if they're willing to put, more money into, jobs. I mean, they say they are, but let's see if that happens.
Well, for instance, Jason Frierson has come out against the public-private partnership where taxpayer dollars end up going to the project. It'll be interesting to see. Minds may be changed as we get closer to this thing. We'll find out. Tommy, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much, my friend. We'll do it again soon.
All right, buddy. We'll talk soon.
Very good. Tommy White, Business Manager, Laborers Union Local 872. Don't forget this hour, Live and Local, brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
What's a financial fill-up in retirement? Here's Coach Pete to tell you more.
The sound effect? Wait, we used to hear that when you pull into the gas pump, but a financial fill-up is a way where you take that lump sum that you've built up for retirement, but you have no idea what kind of income you can get from it, and you translate it to a lifetime monthly income once you reach retirement that you can never outlive every single month.
Every single month.
You get another check.
Call 888-702-8898 or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898. Call or text the word VEGAS to 888-702-8898.
The legislative session was a predictable mess for those of us who believe in free markets, limited and accountable governments, and individual liberty. However, understanding which lawmakers voted for what bills, well, that's just the beginning of being able to hold our elected officials accountable for their actions. What took place in Carson City during the session goes far beyond just the votes that they cast. Nevada Policy's Legislative Report Card is your complete guide to what happened behind the scenes of Nevada's 81st legislative session. Not only is each lawmaker graded on their actions in key policy areas, but we break down exactly how the process unfolded throughout the session. That includes the backroom deals, the trade-offs, and the political nonsense behind every key piece of legislation. Go to nevadapolicy.org/report card and sign up to be the first to receive our 2021 legislative report card when it comes out this summer. That's nevadapolicy.org/report card. This Nevada Policy update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. A lot of us worried, I'm worried, that we're going to take a couple of steps back and we're going to end up with a mask mandate. Whether it's the Southern Nevada Health District or the governor or the Clark County Commission, I'm really worried that folks are going to get scared by this spike in numbers. The positivity rate has doubled. It was around 5%. Now it's up over 10%. And a lot of people are worried about that. Hilda Solis is the chair of the L.A. County Board of Supervisors. They're the ones that initiated the mask mandate reinstitution in L.A. County. Let's go to Cut 5, though. This is Hilda Solis yesterday on ABC.
A little over a month ago, you stood in front of a sign with Governor Gavin Newsom that said, "California roars back," as you lifted nearly all COVID restrictions, even though there were already warnings about the highly contagious Delta variant. Should you have taken that warning more seriously?
You know, when we look back in the last 7 days, obviously a whole lot has changed. And I can tell you that the variant is very transmissible substantially. And at the time when, almost a month ago, when all this was declared that we were opening up, the numbers weren't that high. But now, obviously, as you've reported and other news organizations, we can see that in the last few days, we're up to almost 1,900 cases and over 460 individuals that are now in our ICU units. This is very disturbing. And, of course, as responsible elected officials, we have to do something. And in this case, the county has the ability to do that through our health order, through our health officer, and I would just say that I'm not pleased that we have to go back to using the mask in this manner, but nonetheless, it's going to save lives, and right now, that to me is what's most important, and really getting more people to understand that they have to get vaccinated.
As you know, the CDC guidance says that fully vaccinated people can resume activities without wearing a mask, but you're making even the 52% of your citizens who are vaccinated now wear masks. Why should they, in effect, be punished for an outbreak that is overwhelmingly hitting only those who have chosen not to get a shot?
I would say that it's not punishment, it's prevention. We still have 4 million people out of 10 million that haven't been vaccinated, and many of them are young people, and we're seeing that this transmission is so highly contagious that it will cost more in the long run if we have to see our hospitals being impacted, our ICU units, as well as our healthcare workers. I just want to caution people that we still have many youngsters under the age of 12 who are not eligible to get vaccinated, so we as responsible adults should be taking a proactive approach and making sure that we mask up and that we also get vaccinated as soon as possible.
That's Hilda Solis with Martha Raddatz on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. And she is the chair of the L.A. County Board of Supervisors. They're the ones that did the reinstitution of the mask mandate in L.A. County. Even if you have the vaccinations. And what I fear is that people in our community right now are thinking about the same thing, of an indoor, some kind of an indoor reinstitution of the mask mandate. I pray to God they don't do this. By the way, over the weekend, don't know if you saw this, you know, this is again trying to cancel culture folks on the right. Three California venues canceled a joint rally planned by Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene. You know who they are, conservative lawmakers. And this is gonna be interesting to see what happens. Anyway, tell you what, let's do. Where are we gonna go next? Let's go to Ginger. Let's go to Ginger. Ginger, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kevin. After listening to all of these comments about people not getting vaccinated, why don't we talk about the 150,000 that are coming across the border that are not checked, not vaccinated, and Biden is busing them all over the United States? How do you expect to have any control then?
Yeah, and a lot of these people are testing positive. I mean, they're coming across the border with it. Not something they're catching in our camps.
One just fell off a wall, and they said he checked positive. He died, of course, because he fell off the wall. But, I mean, this is ridiculous. And bringing more people in from Oakland, please.
Yeah.
I used to live in that city. All those sports guys want to do is get out of that city. That's why they want to come here.
Isn't that the truth? Hey, Ginger.
We've had more upset. There aren't any apartments that are available. Yeah. And real estate has gone through the roof. Why? Because they're bringing in all these. Las Vegas used to be a nice little town. What are they doing to it?
It's a big community now. Hey, Ginger, I'm glad you called, and I thank you. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car. Foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. There's no fee for coming to your house. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises or extra fees.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to repairsmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. Repairsmith.com, code RADIO.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We won't make you wait for breaking news. Gentlemen, Jim Dallas has the latest, and it involves the Raiders.
Indeed. It looks like Mark Bedane, the Raiders president, has resigned. And it looks like Dan Ventrell is going to be taking his place on an interim basis. And the owner of the Raiders, Mark Davis, said in a statement that Mark has been an integral part of the Raider family for 30 years, rising from a training camp driver to president of the entire organization. I like that. Upward movement. That's what happens in